Our brother Jeremiah is going to give us the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is such a great honor to stand here and share the word of God with you today. First and foremost, I would like to thank God for giving us this day. I also want to thank the district minister, the session, and the children's service teachers for choosing me to be the preacher for this special occasion. Today, we celebrate our heritage and reflect on how we, especially children today, can build on the strong foundation God and our elders have already laid. Our heritage is our faith in Christ, passed down through His Word, the Church, and the godly examples of our parents and grandparents. As we move forward, we must remember where we come from, hold firmly to God's Word, and stand strong in His power. Amen. Before we continue with the word, let us pray. You are the pillar that holds my life. Thank you for this day you have given to us. We thank you for bringing us together in your presence. As we share your word today, we ask that you open our hearts and minds to understand your truth. Use me as your vessel and let every word spoken bring glory to your name. Guide us by your Holy Spirit and help us to build our lives on Jesus, the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In our first Bible reading, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9, we are reminded that our heritage is rooted in the Word of God. Our heritage is not only about tradition, it is about God's Word living in our hearts and guiding how we live. Children, parents, and families, when we read and obey God's Word together, we build homes and lives that are firm and unshaken. From our second Bible reading, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 8, we learn that faith is a precious heritage that must be protected and passed on. In the passage, Paul reminds Timothy of the sincere faith that first lived in his grandmother Lois, then his mother Eunice. Children and parents, faith is a gift from God that must be nurtured and protected. Sometimes friends or the world may laugh at us for believing Jesus. Temptations may try to pull us away, but children and parents, stand firm in God's power. Hold tightly to the faith planted in your hearts. Faith grows when we pray, read the Bible, obey God, and show love to others. Families who encourage one another in God's word are strong in His power. Hallelujah. In our third Bible reading, Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49, Jesus teaches us that our lives must be built on the right foundation. Jesus tells a story of two builders. One built on the sand, and the house fell on the storm. The other built on rock, and it stood firm in the storm. Children, parents, and families, the choices we make today shape how strong our lives will be tomorrow. Life has many challenges. Peer pressure, wrong choices, and somber moments. If our lives are built on anything other than Jesus Christ, we may fall. But when our lives are built on Jesus, the solid rock, we may stand firm. In Psalm 127, verse 1, it says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain." This reminds us that without God, our efforts are empty. When God is at the center of our homes and lives, our foundation is secure. Amen. Our mission is to bring others to know Christ. However, before children can bring others to Christ, they must first live lives that reflect Christ. And here are three ways how. Number one, obedience and respect. When we read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, it says, "Children, honor your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." This verse reminds us that children are to obey and honor their parents. Obedience shows respect and humility, and it brings God's blessing. Parents also play an important role by teaching and correcting their children with love and patience. When children obey and parents guide wisely, peace and order are established in the home. Number two, love for one another. When we read John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, it says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Jesus teaches us that people will know we are his disciples by the love we show. Love is shown through kindness, forgiveness, sharing, and helping others. When children show love at home, in school, and in church, they reflect the character of Christ. Parents must also demonstrate love so children can learn from their example. Number three, studying God's Word. When we read Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." This verse tells us that God's word shows us the right way to go. When we read the Bible, it guides our decisions, helps us avoid sin, and keeps our hearts close to God. Now when we read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." This verse teaches us that we shouldn't just trust ourselves, but fully trust God. If we pray, read his word, and follow him, he will guide our lives and help us make the right choices. Amen. Jesus. Children, you are not too young to serve God or to make a difference. Every good choice you make honors God and strengthens your future. Asomjen Kamo and Kamos. Parents, your prayers, guidance, and love help shape the faith of your children. When families walk together in obedience and love, they reflect God's glory to the world. Amen. As we celebrate our heritage and build on the foundation already laid, let us remember that we are the church of today. Build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Stand strong in faith, live in love, obey God, study his word, and encourage one another. When we do this, others will see Christ in us and we will be drawn to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Onya me kai me e kai me to your word today. for our children, our parents, and our families. Help us to live according to what we have heard and to build our lives on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Strengthen our faith, guide our steps, and help us to be light in our homes, school, and communities. May your peace remain with us, and may your name be glorified in all that we do. In Jesus' holy name, I have prayed. Amen.